Tuesday the 19th of May, Kofhe Eor, Baba Yosef Engel, Shalom Bias and Rophology.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me speak. Oh, okay, thank you. I'd like to bring a chazal to the shayach to what we'll be doing afterwards. Okay. I'm sure you're all familiar with it. Okay, it's Gemara and Daphne Tessa of Metzia. Gemara says like this. Amar Rav Yehuda, Le'olam yehe adam zoheh betvua betoch beiso shem meriva metzuya betoch beiso shal adam ela al iskei tvua. Shenema hasam gvulei shalom chelev chitin yasveh. See this passage every day. Davening. What is the Gemara saying? Gemara is saying like this. I'm sorry. Rav Yehuda said that a person should always be careful with the tvua, that's the wheat, inside the person's home, because strife is found to metzias in somebody's house. If there's a problem concerning tvua, which is food, how do we have a pasuk from Tehillim that says that he's the one that places shalom in your gvul, and that's the fat, the chela of the chitim of the wheat that he'll supply you with. Rashi says like this, that Emesai, as the word. Emesai gvulei shalom. When are your borders peaceful? Kishechelev chitim yastbiyecha HaKadosh Baruch. When the Kadosh Baruch Hu satiates you with the fat of the chitim, of the wheat. The Gemara goes on, gives like a mashal. It says like this. Amarach Papa. Haina de imri inshi. This is what people say. Kamushlam tzaorei mikada nakish v'asi tigru besa. But Papa said that this is what people say, that when the barley is finished from the cod, from the cleave, from the utensil, so there's like this reverberation of fighting going on in the house. Rashi says like this, he actually says two different things. Rashi says, Mikada, kacha nosnabosar, the cod, you know, a cleave, a utensil that you put barley inside of it. Nakash ba'asi tiga, strife comes. Hataga makashke shabach, like the strife, the quarreling, you know, reverberates all over the place. Benishamati, Rashi says like this, Akat Makashkesh, that the cut, the utensil, like bangs, makes noise, whatever it is. Kedera Kle Rekam, like empty utensil. Shenishba Kol Habra, that you hear like the banging, the brrrr, the reverberation, Kishemakashkeshin, all over, you bang on it. Why did I bring this for? I'll explain to you why. I'm a marriage counselor and a graphologist. And I'll give you an example. I can't tell you all the prati denim of somebody, a couple that I just work with, let's say, young couple, just had a kid, and they were bio problems going on in the house. So I asked, you know, to see their handwritings. You know, it's not Torah Messina, but it's a tremendous, you know, way of understanding people. And I asked to see his writing, I asked to see her writing, and I showed to the husband what I saw in the writing of the wife. The writing of the wife, before the marriage, was a very normal, clear writing. I'll explain to you afterwards, if this time is Rosh Hashanah, time permitting. Afterwards, as their marriage continued, the writing was very, very small and light, which means in comparison to where she was holding before and afterwards, there was insecurity, okay? I'll try to explain to you what this all means. Okay. There wasn't money in the house. Okay? I'm not here to tell you any chidushim whatsoever. No, I'm sure you will know this where it is. There's lots of problems going on, especially now with, you know, financial things going on. Okay? And in the yeshiva world is not, you know, no chidush as well. Maybe even more so, you know. And I want to know what was going on. So I showed this to him. And, you know, even though it was no chiddush to him what was going on, it pointed something to his head, you know, hey, I have a problem over here, even though he knew the problem before. I asked him now, you know, what does he do, whatever, he learns in a call, whatever it is. For some odd reason, he doesn't get paid. And he has a certain emotional connection with the place. I understand, he's been there for years, or let's say 2 years, whatever. So I try to explain to him, you know, in a nice way, in a soft way, I mean, besides everything, he has a ksuva that he's mischayev on, that he has to take care of his wife. So if he could tup to his rosh kol, whoever is achrayi on the place, or whoever it is, to try to give him some money, Well, if not, he has to find a better place. It may not be so comfortable, such a situation, but he has to take care of his family. You know what I mean? It's not always so simple, I admit it, but sometimes not all financial situations are the same. He, for some odd reason, thought that, you know, like, I don't know if it's called Cloud 9 in America, we use it expert, then no problem. But they were, even though he knew that there's a problem, when he was shown the writing of his wife before and after, not someone's theory, here's his wife before she was married, no comparison to where she was holding before and now, and it's not a chiddush to him, he says, you know something? I've got to do something about this, okay? And I believe, this is just a little while ago, I believe that Be'ezrat Hashem, that he actually either will talk with Rosh Kole or whatever it is. Anyways, let's down to Lamaisa, okay? I thought it might be interesting to some people that, you know, I'll give out some forms, you know, it'll take you 2 minutes, as long as whatever time permits, and I'd like to show you little things from your writing, you know, but what I'd like to do is, I don't want you to think that I know who you are. I never met most of you, maybe all of you, I don't know, maybe one or two. I'll give you papers. You want to write a number on it, or no number, so at least you'll know who it is. If you want, I'll point something out to you afterwards. There's no secrets. I'll explain to you. If you want me to say, I will say. You don't want me to say, I won't say. You could fight with me. It doesn't make a difference. Whatever, you know. I'll give out the papers. It's just kind of fun. My attaché case. Oh, yeah, thank you. I'll tell you, Bouya and her, we have a nice turnout. I didn't bring all the amount of papers, but I'll give out what I got. Okay. If you want, you can just put a number on it. Make it a strange number so you'll remember that nobody knows what it is. Okay, maybe someone would like to help give out the papers. I think they need more. It's important that the surface is flat. If it's a little bumpy, it makes an afkamina. If it's possible, if you could put anything to see that it's flat, okay? I need three or four lines, okay? Don't sign your name. Don't sign your name. The more you write, the better. You know what? Regular paper without lines. Okay? Without lines. I need without lines. You know what? I'll cut it in half. At least we've got two. Okay, we'll need some paper. Just write, you know, you've got to let the parents veer. I don't look lucky, right? Just how you are. Okay, anybody ready? I know everybody's running, so.
Write a book about the experience there. You know, you have to go to camp. I love Israel. I don't look what you can write the same thing, the same. You know,
people listening to the show on the phone.
Okay. Right? Oh,
so maybe
you have to describe what you're doing.
Something. We're going to practice it.
Okay. Yeah. Good morning. I don't know who's listening to me out there. But, okay.
There are a lot.
Hi. Okay, thank you. Oh, here's an extra form.
Next form if anybody needs it.
Okay. No, it's just filled it in.
Oh, really?
Just filled it in.
Oh, Baruch Hashem. Oh, you're an honor, I got to tell you. You know. Thank you. Okay, while I'm waiting for the papers, just say a very quick thing. The whole study of graphology could be summed up in about one or two sentences. It's very simple. How did you learn to write and how you deviate from the way you were taught? And at that point, the graphologist comes in and the whole world of graphology comes out. I wish I had more time to explain. Okay. I'm going to start, maybe I'll say one or two things. Okay. I don't see a number.
You want a number?
No.
A number of the writing.
Okay.
It's got the name of his children on his
face. Okay, I'm just going to say. But other than that, we'll try to keep it, you know. Okay. Okay, I'll explain to you very simply. Okay, one thing about this person, could I? Okay, this person is a warm person. I'll explain to you why he's warm. Okay, okay. Can I? I'm gonna. Can I? Is it okay? Very simply. Okay. Okay. Can I ask you? Where did you grow up?
Amsterdam.
Okay. Okay. In Amsterdam, that area of the world, the writing more or less is straight up the way you're taught. In Europe, is both in general. Okay. Your writing leans to the right. I'll try to explain to you what that means in simple language, okay? Imagine, for example, somebody came and they're approaching you. Look what happens now. Imagine you were staying like this, and the person came to you. What picture do you get? Cool. Indifferent, right? No feelings. Cold. Imagine if you went like this. What does that show? That's right, that's right. That would be writing to the left. Remember, we're talking now in English. It would be the same in Hebrew, but if you want to explain it afterwards. The warm person, what is a warm person? Forget writing. He'll move towards. It's his nature, okay? The more he does, the warmer. Until, and that would be to the right. That's why this man, his writing is leaning to the right. If it gets too to the right, then the emotion is really warm, but also the emotions are out of whack altogether. That's not so controllable, okay? But this is a healthy, warm human being, okay? More so than a lot of people are out there. I better watch what I'm saying, you know? Okay. Okay, we'll go on to the next one, okay? Okay. I'll say one thing about this writing. It's a number 123. I don't know who anybody is here, but okay. Okay. He does a very interesting thing. Most people don't do this, okay? There are some that do. Okay, let's say he has the root over here, the, okay? Instead of writing the way most people write the, believe it or not, how would most, they'll go like this, right? Most people will do that. This person did not do that. This person went like this, and you'll see, what's the difference? This person went like this, and then he went like this. Did anybody see the difference between the two things? This person thinks that way also. I'll bet you if you find that, I don't know who he is. But what he does is, he doesn't want to be bogged down by it. He wants to take care of what he has to take care of, and he goes straight through the thing. Continuation. Look again. This. And then at the end, he'll come back and go like this. This person knows he has to take care of something. So he immediately, but he, one shot, different brain. You'll find out. You know who these people are, what these people are good at? Bada Gemusa. It's not Torah, but it's Bada Gemusa in the science.
Statistically.
Definitely. Definitely. People that are, have this kind of brain are good at crossword puzzles, chess, so things like that. It doesn't have to be those kind of things. So be able to put things together, things that don't seem to have any connection with each other. They're excellent at that. Okay, let's get some more writing. Okay, do we have anybody ready?
No,
Okay. This person, if this is his normal writing, is very, very bright. High IQ. I don't know if you use the words IQ in this.
Everybody put their hand up. What happened over there? Come out.
It's shocking, you know. What is it? Okay, it's 222, either way you look at it. Okay. All right, 222, okay? I'll explain to you why. This is going to take a little bit to explain, but not so long, okay? A bright mind is involved with details. They see things not in general, they see specifics, okay? If you look very, very carefully, there are three regions that we call in writing, the upper, the middle, and the lower zone. Okay? We're allowed, so to speak, the way we're taught, either in the States, it's, okay, 3 millimeters each zone, the way a person was normally taught to write. Let's take an F. The height, the higher part, 3 millimeters, the middle part, 3 millimeters, the bottom part, 3. The F is the only letter that goes into all three. The G, only the middle and the bottom, or the H, the middle and the top. Most every letter goes somewhere in the middle. Let's say an A, or C, or an E. The middle zone is also allowed 3. When it shrinks, you'll see a sharper mind. The more it shrinks, okay?
this writing, in comparison to the upper and the lower, is much smaller. It's a scientific mind. It doesn't have to be a scientist, but the mind is very involved with details and sharpness. You almost always see a high IQ when the middle zone is small. Unless there's other problems going on, which we're not going to speak about now, which they're not over here. Okay, next writing. Okay.
There's a lot more here.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I got what?
Well, is
it? Okay. Okay. I got to say a little bit about this. I think the fact that it says 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 is good. It really tells you something. Okay.
Enough,
okay. He's definitely a smart person. The thing is, and he's also an up person. For some odd reason, he may give the impression of being more complicated than he actually is, because his writing is very, very clear. It's very clear. Very clear. But for some odd reason, his signature, Gewaltengeschrieben, and I don't know how to say it, is just nothing to do with the writing. And he gives an impression of like being like, you'll never understand me. You're not that difficult. You're bright, but why are you trying to make believe that you're so difficult to understand? That's another story. Okay, this person... Oh, I'm sorry, I got involved with the writing, I'm sorry. 125. Okay, this person is definitely bright. It's very interesting, really bright. And he's probably not a psychologist, but this person can get involved with understanding people quite well. Very interesting, very interesting. He's much more mental. I would say about such a person. No, not a case. It's quick, very quick-minded. Everything is to the right. Very interesting. I'll just show you a thing so you'll understand what I'm talking about. Here, you see the word you? Most people will write the word you like this, normal, like everybody, okay? When the mind races, there's no time, no time. What does he do? Instead of going boring like this, they'll go like this and it's already over there. Do you see a little difference?
Yeah.
Okay. The thing is, though, since he was going from the bottom of the Y to the middle of the O, there's a psychological understanding, because he's going from the lower parts, which has to do with the psychological understandings, into the person right next to him. Okay, next. We did this one. I don't know how much time we'll have, but... So we finished?
Until you finish.
Until I finish? Okay.
There's a new one.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'm... Okay. Okay. This is what I've done?
No.
I didn't do that?
No, I thought the second oil one you've
done. Okay. So let me... Okay. Okay. Okay, I'm going to have to know. Can I ask Michiel if I say something that's not the greatest thing, or am I allowed to say it? No names. There's no name. What? No, I'm not going to say Chas v'Chalila. I mean, number 12, I can say it if it's okay.
Okay,
so,
I give you permission.
Not me. Okay. The person, I asked Michiel from Hashem, from the person, I'm just talking about number 12, that's all. Nobody knows anybody, right? The person's a... He needs to grow up a little bit. And the person's an honest person, a nice person. There's a little bit, a good head. But the person has to grow up a little bit. I'll tell you what, I'm number one, I gotta grow up more than everybody. If you look at these Y's, a kid writes like that. I try to, you see, it's not formed. You know, this is like the kid's still going back to his mother. He could be 79 years old. It doesn't make a difference. He's a bright guy. Lots of energy. Okay.
Okay, let's go to the next one. I'm not going to say this person's name. Oh, I wish there was a number on this one. Oh, there is, number 10. I mean, this guy really loves his wife. That's good, Baruch Hashem. Explain to you why. Because he writes his wife's name not only the same, like to the same regard, the same size, but even larger. I don't usually see that. I'm a marriage counselor. I watch these things very carefully. So I say, kol hakavod to Mr. Ten and his family. Okay.
His name was Peter.
Okay. Okay, let me see. Okay, let me see now. Okay, this, I wish I had a little bit more lighting here. Okay. This guy also, I mean, a lot of people love their wives. Number 2502. I mean, okay. Number 2502, this guy really loves his wife. He loves his wife more than anybody. Why is that? I mean, the reason why, I have a little thing that I worked out. In this balloon, it's very simple to understand, but I also check it out with other things as well. That's the closest person to him. Out of all the, or if, I have these little jiggles, little lines, a little slightly bigger, da, da, da. But I also check it out with the writing over here, and it's Tapachu. He loves his wife more than anybody, which is great. I think so. Okay. Now, let me go see here.
Number.
Okay, let me see now.
Which one do you want to call?
Okay, this person, oh, I'm sorry. 33. This is a person a little complicated. This person actually could have been good in literature, in any or anything that relates to reading.
Shakespeare.
I'll explain to you why. And the person is bright as well. The reason why, you'll often find writings that are of bright people, that their F's or their G's are what's called figure eights. You ever see, this is a regular G, then you have figure eights. You'll never find a dull person that writes figure eight J's. You'll see. You may, I mean, it could be a mute, but I'm talking about Ruba de Ruba, you'll never find it. But always bright people. This person writes it all over the place. Okay. Okay, I got to explain about this person. Oh, I'm sorry. 267. Okay. I got to know where to start over here. There's so many... Okay. This is a very... Oh, I got to tell you the right. This writing leans even more to the right than we had before. But it's also what's called pasty. Pasty means a little bit inky. You know, I don't know if you use that word. Pastos? Do you know the word pastos?
No.
Muddy?
Muddy.
A little... Like, it's not clean or pristine. It's like... It's like smudges, okay? Slight smudges, okay? So, what? Oh. Yeah. Okay. So, this person, by the way, is a little bit too sensitive. Very warm. Very warm. But touchy. So, he overdoes things. And, you know, warm. A good, you know, a git in the shum, as we say. The thing is, though, like, if he'd been criticized and stuff like that and not in the right way... His heart is very, very big in terms of giving and also in receiving. So he has to be careful a bit. He's a very nice person. Very nice. The thing is, though, like, touchy. Okay. Okay, let me see. Let me get my glasses. Yeah, a second. What does which mean? Oh, you mean this last one? Okay, one second. Okay, one second. Okay. This per. Oh, I'm sorry. 447. Okay. This person also. There are a lot of bright people here. Yeah, no, Baruch Hashem. Okay. That's because the writing is small. The middle is on. Okay. There's a lot of things. This is there's a lot of things happening in this person. Okay, I'll explain a few. Okay. First of all. Okay, first of all, this person doesn't have to be physical, but there's a tremendous amount of energy in this person. Mental energy, movement. This person has to do things, must do. Don't stop this person, because that's about the worst thing you can do with this person, okay? He needs to perform energy. The reason why is because the pressure of the writing is much more than the average. Remember, it doesn't have to be physical. It has to be like... Don't stop the person. He has to produce. This is his nature. And when he's doing it, it's great. Okay. Very interesting. Very interesting. Okay. Okay. He could sell his energy, this guy. Okay. Oh, that number. What was his number?
447.
You said it? Oh, you got the number. You got the number.
I'm wearing badges tomorrow.
I'm the light bulb.
Can you train your own? Can you change your handwriting and change your character?
Okay, let me explain something, okay? There's a so-called theory, okay? I checked it out and it's not true. I'm telling you that what I saw. The theory called graphic. The thing called graphic. Are you cheating? Do you want another form? There's a thing called graphotherapy. The theory is that let's say a person is A, and they want to become B, so if they start writing B, they'll become that way. I checked it out, and it's not true. But I will say one thing, okay? There are people that people want to change. They want to change their mythos, okay? However they want to do it, they want to change. Good. It's impossible to change a mitzvah if the person doesn't do anything about it. You know, if the person doesn't think about it. What the handwriting can do is that if he starts writing from A to B, and starts writing, it's very difficult to write differently. Very difficult. So what it does is it might put something into the person's head to look to become B. That if he doesn't do anything, nothing's going to happen. But the writing itself does not. I've never seen it. I know a lot of people because people want to make money. I understand that. Yeah, give me that. I want to be a this and that. It does not work that way. But it does create a thing in the person's head to look to become that way. So it's not really direct. I mean, I got to answer what I saw. Okay. 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 Let's go a little more. If anybody wants to ask any questions, I'm happy to. You know.
Okay. Somebody deliberately changed their writing to fool you now.
Okay, so let me explain something. The basic things in the writing of it will stay the same. Okay, there are certain things that can like for example the slant is one of the first things the person if he writes left or right to the right or stuff like that. But there are basic things that he's not going to change. Okay, there's one thing that is kimat impossible, but it takes so long. It's like it's called, okay, I'll try to explain the distance. It's called the ratio. That's in the brain. It's quite impossible to fix that. What is that? You know, you need a computer for this. You take a word, take a long word, take the word millimeter. Let's say you take a person and you find out the average way that it writes is, let's say, 1.7 is this, 1.6, 1.7, and you see the repeater, okay? He could do a zillion different changes in terms of pressure, slant, but if he's told to write, he will not be able to do the proportions, the ratio. That's where a lot of the forgers, you know, are lost. What's the problem? Most graphologists are not involved in that area either. That's not their area either. They're involved with personality evaluation. It's not the same thing. Those are people who are called handwriting experts, okay? It's a whole other thing. And that itself has, you know, it's about a 90% accuracy rate, you know. Okay.
Hebrew writing.
What's that?
Hebrew and English writing.
Are you better at it? It's no major knock to me. There's no major knock to me. Just plenty of difference between the...